This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
7:44. Good morning to you. Happy Thursday. Ndifi complexion, Dina Makadzi, Mpomashita. And we are celebrating accomplished Limpopo professionals in the marine industry this marine month.
Celebrating the Sterling, Manyora, Mapala, the lead characters in their own stories, the Breakfast Champions.
Well, today we have Elinores, Elipares, you know, in our midst that we're celebrating. Our breakfast champion is Komojo Mpahlele. She facilitates marine-related courses, and she also compiles and updates training materials to remain abreast of the dynamic nature of the industry. In addition to her role, her passion for sharing knowledge has seen her deliver lessons to educators from different schools offering maritime subjects through a project facilitated out in Etequini. But then we have her here this morning talking to us. Good morning, Komojo. How are you doing? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you? I'm fine. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you so much for joining us. So how does a girl from Siliteng in Rampahlele end up winning awards and being a trailblazer in a maritime industry?
Yo, if I can tell you the story, I think we're going to need more than 5 minutes. Mara, basically, you know, I feel already, you know, you become curious about I'm sure some of us will be able to say, hey, Ratadido, so anyway, I started sailing ships, I think, since 2005. And then, 2015, I joined this organization. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say the name of the organization, but
as long as it's not another radio station, it's fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, also I like to facilitate a training, but before, like a driver to get, but in a nutshell or in a layman's term, like a driver to get since then, up until you join that Transnet.
Wow, ahoy, mates. No, I had to say that. Ahoy, mates.
Ahoy.
And I love your Twitter handle as well, the Village Sailor.
The Village Sailor, yes. What do you mean a village sailor? How does a sailor, a villager become a sailor?
Yeah.
Because in Kinapore, if you see my aim, I wish I were really more inclusivity, and inclusivity is kind of like a little more housing because the line is sailor. But now I'm a job more like a job as well, knowledge, but access to the knowledge, yeah, this industry. It's here for them. I mean, the sea belongs to all of us, and I keep saying this everywhere I go.
And are you still sailing, or have you evolved in the industry and now doing something else?
I've evolved in the industry. The thing about it is that once you've been out at sea, it opens a whole lot of avenues for you. You can pretty much go into anything.
And you know, you talk about pretty much going into anything. If you were to give young people in the province a taste of what the marine industry has to offer, I mean, what can you say to them? What kind of opportunities, you know, can they? Someone's thinking, can I study accounting and be and work in marine? Can I study engineering and work in marine? Like, what kind of opportunities can people expect in that industry?
Okay, it's a floating island. Maragamaranga floating island. So there's a lot of other things that are involved to keep this ship floating. Only accountant, somebody's going to need somebody to punch the numbers or make sure this thing is making money, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yes, you can be you can be an accountant and be in the industry. A lawyer, you can be a lawyer and be in the industry. You can be an HR person and be in the industry. You can be anything and be in the industry. I limited to just driving ships.
And do you miss sailing? I mean, I could pick up your obsession with water when you said it's a floating island.
I do miss the sea. It never left me.
Yeah.
I never left it. She never left me, and I've never left her, and she remains. I like to say, oh, my blood is blue.
Oh, wow.
That's how passionate I am about the sea. You just, once you've been at sea, you're never the same.
Seasickness, Mara, girl.
Not the kind of ships that I sailed on, they're quite massive cargo ships. So, when you're on land, unless the sea had to be rough, like super rough, for me to be feeling seasick.
Yeah.
But the smaller the ship, especially also the type of ship, then yeah, seasickness, it might catch you. But otherwise, I not going to have any problem.
Yeah. Sorry, the Titanic. No, I mean the size.
With an American, so diligently you make sure what a Titanic story doesn't happen to you.
No, I meant the size of the ship.
Okay. The guy, I don't know, like, sniffing icebergs and sinking. Oh, wow. You never ever have to find yourself in the water. Your ship never ever has to find yourself broken up and in the water. That's it.
Yeah. You know what? Continue with the great work, and please, through the different programs that you have, also encourage, come back home and encourage young women that would like to get into the industry as well.
It's my dream to make sure access to this industry, get information to this industry, and yeah. One day, if in other sessions, I would like to sit down and give a vote or what do you need to do, how local high school, what do you need to do, and things like that. But next time we might be able to have a longer session
We'll hold you to that, Komucho. Thank you so much.
Captain.
Aye, Captain. Thank you so much. That was Komucho Mpahlele, Senior Marine Training Facilitator, who has actually, sailed ships and, worked, or a driver of ships. So talking to her today, as we're celebrating accomplished Limpopo professionals in the marine industry this Marine Month.
Celebrating the Sterings, Manyora, Mapala, the lead characters in their own stories, the Breakfast Champions. That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.